Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulty. Big old donkey butt. Guy's a fucking asshole. I told you about having raw sex, nigga. Big old donkey butt. Welcome to the Technical Difficulty Show. Tonight's show happens to be What the Fuck Tuesdays. That's where we talk about certain things and what's going on in the world, the hip hop world as well. And we talk about certain things that make you say, what the fuck? You know, like, why the fuck is that going down? Oh, you know what I mean? Consists of everything. Waiting for my whole squad to get here. We got Ace Money from Are We Famous Yet Radio in the background, but he doesn't want to get on the show because he's a hater. And that's what we like on our show. We like haters. So he might throw out a comment every once in a while. So if you hear someone in the background saying some off-the-wall shit, it's just Ace Money.
Fuck your show!
Like that. You got 1 hour and 55 minutes left with us. Right now I'm going to throw on a freestyle. I'll be waiting. I'm going to wait for the rest of my... Yes. That started my ass off.
What?
What? Okay, fuck you, nigga. This is a little freestyle by Drew Santana and Lil Wayne.
Now this is what they've been waiting for.
Yiddy!
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 Santana.
Hey, Wayne, what up, man? What you been working on?
Niggas ain't never on time.
You know, I got Color C album.
I just thought everybody. None of them. Not even cool.
I'm ready to brush my shoulders off and drop my next album too, nigga. That shit in here.
Right,
but dig this. They
want
to know what we've been working on together. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't feel my face yet. They know
you
what
know.
It is. So if they ever thought the South and the North was going to collide,
we're looking like a dumbass.
Guess what? We already did.
Already.
I'm feeling like a black Republican. Nah, I can't call it. More like a black Democrat running them out of office.
Get out.
Young Barack Obama, I'm all for it. The rock of Gibraltar is now falling on ya. I protect my land like a farmer. Pockets stay chubby like Takara.
Yeah.
Or should I say fat like the Parkers? Took big guns like I'm still playing Contra. Y'all washed up like money that's laundered.
Yeah.
Y'all funny, I'm bonkers, honest. Girl strapped to my dick like a harness. Rockstar, fly it in an ostrich. And I cover east, west, north, south like a compass. I shall shine forever, never tarnish.
Yeah.
Money buried behind my house like a garden.
What?
All green, my bank accounts like a forest. I can't feel my face, it's getting started.
Yeah.
And Weezy is my accomplice,
you dig?
A black activist like Sonny Carson. Stripes of a sergeant, salute me. And chicks, I get them high, higher than turbulences. White phantom, looking so fergalicious. I'm from the city of big drugs and murder victims. Just get rich, go to jail or be a murder victim. Now all y'all listen, if you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen.
I'm feeling like a black Republican, told a Mac and a Republican act so southern, die for my brother and money. Money, money like money, Mac and publisher. One life to live, never ask for my legend. Streets cold, but the heat make me feel covenant. Been at cake day late like Ed Sullivan. Fly like an eagle, but no, I'm not Donovan. Boy, you better go eat some soup with your mom and them. And my mind is on another continent. I am real cash money, no counterfeits. I don't park in lot pimp, I just politic. Bet I get all in the mouth like paladins. New Orleans representative to the inner. Come from the city where the glitter don't glimmer. The sun don't shine and the guns don't sleep. Wake a nigga ass up like he got somewhere to be.
I feel like a black Republican. Drug money coming in. I'm a volcano filled with lava about to erupt again. I stay with the iron, don't make me plug it in.
Nope.
Stay out of rich kid's business, don't be buttoning in. I stay with a chick that's ready to unbutton it. Forget a tongue, she put a lung on it. My Listerine comes out, she starts guzzling.
Uh-huh.
I'm above you dudes, I'm hovering. Jewels, why you ducking them? Ducking who? I'm in the hood like what it do, comfortable.
And believe me, it's nothing to send my London boys the English muffin you.
Nope.
You poodles barking too much, they bringing muzzles through.
Yeah.
You ain't gully, you gullible. Man, they need love, they need hugs, they need church, Jesus. Could it be cuz they them
losers
and we us
winners
and we are up? This is just a sample, yeah, free drug,
yeah.
The shipment is in,
yeah.
We done weed up, but I don't trust dudes like the prenup. They cockroaches, they gotta be bug.
Gotcha.
I'm ballin' for real, you gotta deep up.
Come on.
I don't hear you boys, speak up. What are you guys saying? I have the chauffeur hold an umbrella over my head when it's not raining.
Get in.
And by the way,
world,
this is not a diss song either, people. We don't diss them, we dismiss them.
Get it?
Recognize or step aside.
Yeah.
Get it? We let the music
Chow
talk. And by the way,
what?
It's Santana.
It's me.
I'm back.
Yeah.
You dudes gotta stand in the mirror backwards because you can't face yourself. Asshole, diss set for life. Cash money.
What up?
Young Money Style Gang.
Milk.
Welcome back to the show. I'm actually in the process of trying to fucking get this shit working again. You know how our show is. This is the shit that pisses me off, man. Oh, okay. I'm signing to someone else. Let's make this shit happen. There we go. All right, now we back in full effect. Fucking, I was signing another joint. There we go. I'm about to say, man, I'm about to raise hell. Evander Holyfield, for real this time. Professional boxer, multiple world champion. That nigga fat as shit. He look all retarded in the face and shit. I say he's fat as shit. And he looks retarded in the face. It's like his bottom lip has Down syndrome. Hey, Joy Money. Okay, I'm gonna end up kicking her in her fucking ass. I see it coming. Hey, Joy. Cuba. You know what, bro? No, I'm a dead air right now. Oh, man. Joy Money. You know, this is starting to piss me off. Well, I hear Cuba. I don't hear Joy, though.
Piece of crap computer.
Hey, my computer. Hey, Joy, I'm hanging up on you. Fucking call back. Yo, prick in the face. Yeah, well, welcome to the TD show. I told the audience that is What the Fuck Tuesdays. You know, we're going to have an hour and 48 minutes. I was talking to Danny Dan today, and she saw L.E.'s profile. And she actually was wondering that, like, she's like, yo, he just might be gay. I said, why that? She said, well, it took him forever to admit that he likes getting his ass licked. And then this, a baby blue black background with clouds and yellow butterflies. Ace Money in the background said that his background is like gay men's thoughts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted that reaction from people. He's definitely getting it, so.
Yeah. Oh man. Let me do my my daily. Hold on, let me call the show. Oh, woo! Yeah. That nigga must have felt a roast coming. Yeah. What's up, nigga?
Y'all niggas need to shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Fall back on y'all faces. Get some pom-poms out. Oh, shit. Y'all bitch-ass niggas want.
Well, what's your view on E's his page?
Oh, E's page, oh lord. I'm not even gonna go there. There's no gain in that. He needs to have only thing that's missing is pom poms. That's all that's missing. Gay ass page. And that picture's horrible, son.
Like, what was that, a fucking airplane?
Niggas got a blowhorn or some shit. You on the phone?
Oh, man, I need to turn this shit down, man. 8388. Yeah, I'm actually calling the show right now. And I'm going to put Ilya on blast because he's definitely a fucking asshole. Let me unmute this phone. All right, here we go.
Right now?
Fuck you mean right now, nigga? I told you at 11 o'clock. It's 11:40. I said 11:30. It's 11:45, nigga. Right now.
Right.
Nah, nigga. You ain't getting all that easy, man. Yo, pound puppy in the face ass, nigga. Did that nigga bang on me?
Yeah.
Nah. Wait till you got. I got something coming for him. Wait till he gets on. I ain't see his number pop up, but he can still hear me talking shit before his number pops up. I'm banging on him hard. I'm banging on him hard. Yeah, nigga, he just started something he's not going to finish. Oh, he started something he's not going to finish.
He just banged on you.
He damn did. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Play your part in the background, nigga. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Fucking prick in the face ass nigga. You bang on me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You on the air, nigga.
Who you talk to, me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Where's my girl, Cuba?
In my hand.
Hey. What's up? How you doing?
Good.
Listen, so I have this girl's legs up in the air right now, right?
I actually have your other girl on the phone.
Who's that? Who's that?
Boy Money.
Oh, yeah? Where is she?
She's, hold on, I'm trying to fucking... Shit, I'm waiting for it to unmute. Come on. Hey, Joy Money. I swear, she's an old rutabaga in the face ass chick, man.
She's probably watching the L Word.
She's probably watching the L Word?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Hold on. Let's try again. All right, here we go. It's funny, like, it always takes like a good 15, 20 minutes to start this show, actually. Enjoy money.
Yeah.
And there we go. So what's good? How's everybody doing?
Boy.
Oh, Lord. Oh. Ace has jokes over here. Is that muted? It's not?
Yeah.
It's muted? All right, look, we're going to get right into it, you know, since you fucking prick faces just decided to fucking call in, you know.
What's the topic tonight? The
topic is what the fuck Tuesdays. And I'm going to start it off, all right? I'm in ShopRite today, and I saw this bald-headed bean pie in the face-ass nigga. Bald-headed nigga. He's bald as shit. This motherfucker had the nerve to have dandruff on his shoulders. Like, how is that possible? You have no hair at all. I can understand grease stains. I can understand that. I can understand maybe, you know, if, you know, the sprinkler system is fucked up and it dripped on your head and it fell on your shoulders. Understandable. Water stains. But dandruff? You got snowflakes on your shoulders and you have no hair.
That's nasty.
I used to go to my father's house. This bald-headed motherfucker has the nerve to have Head and Shoulders in his bathroom. Nigga, why do you have shampoo? Why do you have conditioner? You're balder than I am. Is it for your mustache? What, are you fucking serious? I saw a blind man with sunglasses on.
Yo. I have a question.
What?
What's the purpose? All right. Not what's the purpose, but why can't I use the pee hole to put my penis in? A woman's pee hole. I'm just saying, I can use the vagina and I can use the butt. But the little pee hole in between, what the fuck is that about? How come I can't put my penis in there?
How come we can't put anything in your...
Because that's...
Wait. You said, why can't you put your penis in where?
In the woman's pee hole. They know what I'm. The women know what I'm talking about, right, Joy Money?
Oh man, and
why you have to say right? I see there's like all these other people on the phone.
I mean, it's only
right,
it's only,
Joy Money.
Only two girls though. It's Joy Money and it's Cuba, right?
No, I hear somebody else.
Oh yeah, but that one is. Don't worry about her. She's supposed to be.
Oh wow.
She's supposed to be in the kitchen, all right? I don't know what her story is.
No, she's supposed to be at the stove getting some great Dutches. That's what she's supposed to be at. Let's keep it.
Nah, she's really supposed to be in the kitchen fucking washing my drawers in my sink.
I'm coming over there to beat your ass.
Oh. Who is that?
I don't know, but she's coming to beat some.
Yo, Ace Money said, who that? They sound like they belong in a nursing home.
Oh shit.
Oh.
I'm
over there to beat your ass.
Who are you talking to?
Remember that.
Yo, Ace Money is now part of the conversation, man.
Who are you talking to? Oh, okay. I had to make sure real quick.
Talking Cuba. Who?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, E, is that your girl?
Listen, player. That's an associate.
Right? Yeah, hold on, listen. How about you put the associate back on the jack?
Word.
My associate.
So put your associate back on the jack, man. We done with you. Yo, whoa. Hey. Don't get nervous.
Whoa. What?
Come on, why is it, what's all the game playing? We don't need Nintendo right now.
Talk about the topic already. Okay?
Let's talk about you. How about that? You're the topic now.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about me.
Why not?
She's getting sucked in. Go ahead, keep on sucking.
I'm the nigga that's going to vacuum clean the whole situation right now.
Not going to talk about me?
Right, and then you continue to talk.
Yeah, basically.
Dumb.
You'll learn the ropes around here. You'll learn the ropes around here real quick. What up, though? State your name. Who are you? Where you from?
Oh, okay.
All right. The topic of the day is Shit that makes you say what the fuck. Shit that makes you say what the fuck. Like, you know, you saw a midget jump the turnstile. Like, what the fuck? Why don't you just walk underneath it? I mean, everything you got to do is duck your big ass head. I mean, midgets have these huge, you know.
Oh my God, stop being so funny. That was funny.
Crazy. Midgets are cut up, too. All midgets are cut up.
What happened?
Yeah, all midgets are cut up. They cut up. They got diesel form. Dubai.
Buffalo body frames. That's fucking good. Seeing a nigga off the New York show and a little nigga cut up.
Yeah, but they all got strong ass heads, man. Their heads is like the heaviest bowling ball ever. Big ass head, man.
Them niggas got Mexican jokes.
Yeah, Mexican domes, man. They got elephantitis in their head.
Oh my God.
Like their head was left in the microwave too long.
That shit is fucked up.
So, yo, E.
You.
A lot of people have been looking at your
bogus ass MySpace.
Your MySpace page.
Oh
and,
my God, with the butterflies.
Oh, that picture.
And they feel it like they actually, and these are dedicated listeners, and they actually are putting like it's like a puzzle, and they're putting pieces together. Like, okay, this was said this day. This is what happened this day. This chick said this, and now this page. Is he on the maybe he is.
Let me tell you something. All right. First of all, I have a witness right here. All right. Second of all,
so hold on. I just heard something. What was that?
Once I get the joy money, okay.
What? I didn't say anything.
Exactly. You won't be saying anything either once I'm finished.
What are you talking about? I'm hanging up stuff in my closet. He's asking you questions about your page. This game. What the
hell? Saying I have to take the fury, the thunder, wrath, and fury out on you, all right? And your walls. Okay? Just a point, okay?
I don't think Ace Money would like that.
Well, you know, Ace Money needs to go get parts, right?
What
you
does money really have to do with this song?
He's some guy. He's funny. He's his cousin. He needs to go get some more parts, all right?
Some more bike chains.
Right.
Chain around your neck when you get I knew that would light a fire to his flame.
He needs to get the stock rims off his Magnum, too.
Ooh.
Right?
You need to get a Magnum with stock rims. Honda driving bastard.
Ace Money right there?
Yeah.
What up, dog?
What up, man?
All right. Chilling.
Yeah, Ace said that I just showed him your page, and he said, no, come on, that's not serious. He said your page, he said the background looks like gay men's thoughts.
Listen, it's because I don't take it seriously. Like, if I took it seriously like you guys, I would go to the fucking bank and withdraw $1,000 and hold it up in a picture and then, you know.
What is that accomplishing?
Oh, I would go to Enterprise and rent a Kia.
Exactly.
Rent a Kia Sophia and, you know, stand up.
Kia Sophia?
A Kia Sophia?
That's hot in the streets?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, car, you know, rent a Kia Sophia and then front on it with my, nah, you know, it's a joke to me. It's funny.
I think that was a low blow, dog. Fuck you.
Who has a Kia Sophia?
Nah, I thought you were talking about that picture in my, my Altima, my 2008 Altima that I was posing on.
Oh, my God.
No, but that's what I'm talking about now, though. I'm talking about that.
Well, yeah. I got a serious what the fuck. What the fuck is with people taking MySpace pics of, yeah, I got all this money. They like, they take pictures of something they found online that has nothing but hundreds all together, and then they put it in their MySpace pic as, underneath it, I get money.
And it'd be like 47 people with the same exact picture on their page?
Same exact picture. Like, what the fuck? Come on, man. You ain't got that much money. And if you did, you're dumb for, like, fucking broadcasting it.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I just wonder. Like, we could do it.
Oh, he's so
we
fucking
could, I'm just
fly,
saying.
Huh?
We could do this.
Or should I abuse your pussy?
No, I'm saying. We could do this
huh?
Civilized.
Oh,
my God. That's a man.
Okay.
Y'all niggas saved that phone for Jerry Springer or something. I'll bring that shit over here.
Sounds like an episode off of Jerry's Kids.
You know what I'm saying?
I hate you.
Just freeze that shit, man. I'm trying to keep it real. I'm not
yo, is it me or does she sound like Macy Gray?
Or
sound like Jaheim.
Nigga said Jaheim.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Nigga said Jaheim.
That was funny.
I guess she probably mad Purdue.
I hope so.
He said she's probably mad Purdue.
Half a bird out
here. Do you guys, you know, I don't know if you knew that.
What?
Like, even though I'm doing my little sidebar over here, I could still hear your guys' comments.
So what, nigga? So what, nigga? What's the problem?
I don't have to cut anybody, okay?
Come on, son. You already know what it is, man.
I don't want to have to drive over anybody's fucking feet in a Magnum, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a low blow.
Niggas are throwing subliminal indirects. Exactly.
Because I drive what I wear.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say? What'd you say?
I said I drive what I wear, fag.
He drives what he wears.
When I use them.
When's the last time you used the condom, Ace Money?
Whoa. Why that nigga saw he's in the Sahara Desert?
What's a condom? What's that? That's his response.
How do you use that? How do you use that?
What? When was the last time I used a what?
Are you serious? A condom? Come on. Condoms for pussies.
That nigga stuck in the 60s out here. Fucking no condom.
Oh.
Huh?
I said, that shit's gross. God knows how many critters he'd be crawling up everywhere.
Critters.
I mean, you can get fucking rubber burn, you know?
You can't feel nothing anyway.
That's rubber burn?
That's what
yeah, you can get rubber burn.
Listen, this girl is not my associate. She's more than my associate.
Oh,
she got you on ball and chain right now, nigga.
Thing is a pussy dog.
Yeah, he definitely is a twat.
Wow. He's definitely.
You rewind your conversation and record over it. He's an open slit. Right? He's an open slit. You good?
Yeah. Like
he should be the nigga with the pocketbook and the wig. Fuck.
Yeah.
And the sound room banging at
yo, E.
Yo.
I take it when you go to the to get jeans, you get them extra tight.
I don't even buy. I buy female sizes. I buy size 16.
Extra schmedium.
Extra schmedium. He free balls his extra schmedium jeans.
What the fuck is you doing? Switching butterfly glasses with your girl.
So what alleyway did you find this one at?
I found her. She's on the ferry, passed out and drunk.
That's how you like them. Saw that step boy working on a muffler. Sitting in the subway working on a muffler.
Yo, you want to hear a funny story? You want to hear a funny story? Listen, so I'm drinking with this girl, right? But I'm not really drinking because I have to drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you want me to make you a drink? She's like, yeah, okay, all right. I'll make you drink. So, you know, we went to this little hood fucking function. Little hood function. You know, orange juice? No orange juice. Soda? No, what are we going to mix the alcohol with? Kool-Aid.
Wow.
Yeah, continue, dog.
Wow.
guy's mom sound when I'm beating her pussy. She was doing the war chant. Trying to find a way home right now. Calling for you, dog. I left her somewhere in the cold in the dusty patch.
I left her somewhere in the cold.
Somewhere in the cold in the dusty patch.
So finish the story, dog. What did she put in her drink?
10 o'clock.
No, I put some vodka, you know. It was like maybe a 60-40, something like that. So I made it three nice drinks, right? So we get ready to go. And I'm like, all right, you ready to go? She's like, yeah. So she gets up, and she falls right back down.
Oh, yeah, we love those.
And I was just like this, oh, boy. I said, all right, good. We got a live one here, you know? Now, if I take advantage of her, am I wrong?
His brain said no.
Just wondering.
I mean, other than that, it's babysitting after that, so it's like.
Probably this. All you gotta do is just fucking act like you're drunk, and then you're not wrong. That's all you gotta do. I mean, we were both drunk. I'm sorry. I don't know what fuck happened last night.
So what you have to do, what I have to do is put some Listerine on my breath so I have some alcohol in my breath in the morning.
Pretty much.
Fuck her and kick her off when she's sober up. That usually works.
Yeah.
What did you say?
It's a fuck her and kick her out before she's sober up.
Well.
I got a question. This is kind of like, you know, what the fuck. Like, this whole time, all everything we're talking about is kind of what the fuck. But, am I wrong? Like, say my boy is drunk, right? And I know he's drunk and he shouldn't be driving. Am I wrong if I just don't get in the car with him?
Oh, wow. And you just let him go?
Yeah, and give me that $50 you owe me because you ain't making it past the toll.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's wrong.
That's wrong?
Hell yeah.
That's
wrong.
That's a move right there. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to take his keys and, you know.
We're about to take the money, his money.
No.
No? That's wrong?
Yes.
All right. I got to apologize to him, to my boy.
Wow, that's
they got DUI because of me. My bad. Yeah, my bad.
I kicked your fucking ass.
I mean, I've done it before, you know, but I've been drunk myself. Like, listen, fuck it. We both drive home. That's why I probably have two DUIs down, you know?
Oh, Lord.
DUI?
Yeah. But they bullshit DUIs. Like, the limit is like 0.8, and I blew like a 0.9, you know? Or 0.1. I mean, you know, it's not like ridiculous drunk, you know?
Yeah.
Only because I drink everything straight. That's the only reason why.
Oh, fuck that. I can't. I had this drink called... Joy, what's the name of it, the drink?
Blue Electric.
Blue Electric.
Sorry, it's a chip drink.
Mm-mm, dog.
Nah.
Yo, dog,
it's
best
not,
believe.
It's not a bitch drink.
Nah, dog. Cup and a half had me crawling on the ground like a little bitch.
What's in it, nigga?
I don't know. That's the thing about it.
It's vodka and it's like, I don't even know what she put. It's like vodka, salsa water, and something else.
Oh, no, no.
It was good. It's real good.
It tastes good, though, but I should have you twisted.
Like that?
I saw a dog the other day walking his owner. What the fuck was that about? Aren't you supposed to be walking him? I said this about in the show before, but I don't know if I said it to you guys, so I'm just gonna keep it short and brief. I'm walking in the shop, right? I see a quarter on the ground. I'm spending literally 20 minutes trying to take this quarter, which is glued to the carpet. And my cheap ass, I'm like, all right, no, fuck this. It's not even about the quarter. It's about someone's fucking with me. And now I'm going to. I'm like trying to take it off of my key and shit. Like, what quarter?
Damn.
Could not get it out. I get up. pissed the fuck off because I know somebody saw that shit, and I'm probably going to end up on MTV or BET. Look at Lane's picking up quarters off ground. That's
just waiting for Ashton Kutcher to come out, right?
Right. I come back out. My ignorant ass try to get it again, but I kicked it this time. So as I'm walking away, I see this old white guy, and he walks up to the quarter, and he bends down on the gangster lean, tries to pick it up, can't get it up, and gets back up and walks away. The next day, I'm like, oh, damn, it was used to be a quarter there. The guy goes, oh, yeah, head of security put it there for assholes, and, you know, because the camera's right here, so they get a good laugh.
Yeah, I was about to say, there was probably somebody sitting there laughing at your ass.
Yeah. That shit pissed me off. Because I couldn't get that quarter. It wasn't even about the quarter. It's just the fact that it stuck to the fucking ground. I'm going to be the one to take it up. I'm going to be the one to peel that piece of shit up. But no, I didn't. And I got laughed at.
You watch that?
Yeah, you felt like the piece of shit.
This fucking asshole was parked in the parking lot today with... He's like taking up four lanes. Like he's parked in the middle of four spots. So what do? I get a piece of paper and a pen. Where'd you get your driver's license, you non-parking bastard? You piece of shit. Put it in his windshield. That made my day go smooth. Because when he came back to his car, he got this note.
That's a good one, buddy. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I might use that one of these days.
The only reason why, I got the idea because someone did it to me. Like, they're like, yo, where'd you get your driver's license? You need to go back to
the
dumb fuck.
Surround his fucking car with chopping carts. That's what you do. Like that.
Yeah.
And it's moving six chopping carts.
Yo!
Oh.
As a character.
Asshole.
Yeah, that's an asshole move. Like, because it takes time to be an asshole, you know?
Yeah,
hello?
What the hell?
I got called back. My phone's fucked up. Hello?
Piece of shit ass.
Yeah, here we go.
Bang your phone. That made it better.
Hello? Here we go. Technical difficulty.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. Fucking, you got these, and I only think, I mean, I love white people, but I only see white people with it. Like, what's up with them walking their kids in the mall?
What you mean?
They got that long ass fucking collar around their child and has the nerve to tug it if they're going too far.
Yeah.
No, Jimmy. Come on, little. No. Come here. No. You're going too far. No candy. No. That's out of control. That's a little too far-fetched.
I wonder why when they grow up to be cops or some shit.
Yeah, I was tied up for the rest of my life, you know, like I was, you know, pet monster and shit.
That's because white kids don't listen. You know how black kids don't be running all over the place? They get their ass beat.
Exactly.
Black people don't need that shit. Spanish people don't need that shit either. Fucking white people, they kids be acting a fool.
You know what Spanish people do to their children? Spanish is just as worse as white people. Do you know what they do? They fucking get a piece of wax paper, put rice on it, and make their children kneel on the rice.
That's great.
Like, that's fucked up. And Cuba's in the background laughing and she does it.
That's great.
Yep.
It's fucked up.
Yep.
Don't get it twisted. I've been seeing some white people slap the shit out their kids.
Yeah, but they take it too far. So now we can't beat our children because they want to beat them all reckless. Like, you know what I mean? You can't do that shit on camera. Come on.
That's why we use the kneeling because, you know what, it leaves no bruises, just on their knees. Or kids fall on their knees.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
That's fucked up.
I don't even want to
the truth. You're not even bruises on their face or anything like that, so. Or you can do the Bernie Mac and hit him in the throat and the stomach.
You said what? Hit him in the throat and stomach?
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you what's real gay. I went to Ace Money's page the other day. He had My Neck and My Back as his song. What kind of shit is, what the fuck is that? What kind of gay shit is that?
Yo, I have a question. What the fuck is up with women who don't give good head in 2008?
Word. Oh, word.
Yeah, word.
I'm saying, what's that about?
What is up with women that are still stuck on the, you gotta do me and I'll do you? No. Please. I gave you a fucking rib, alright? The least you can do.
I gave you a rib.
Fucking right, I gave you one of my ribs, alright? The least you can do is suck my cock. Whenever I want it, suck.
My penis cock.
My penis cock.
Oh, Lord. Go with the bitches that be front like they don't give that.
Niggas good for that, too.
That nigga fell asleep and shit, old bitch ass nigga.
Who that?
This nigga Ace. This nigga Ace said the fattest shit tonight. I think this might be the fattest shit so far for the year 2K8. This fat bastard said, and now, mind you, he went to 7-Eleven, got a Slurpee, and a Snickers bar. Oh, and a bag of Frito corn chips. Chili Fritos, whatever. So, this nigga goes, after he's done, he goes, I wish that there was a way that you can get two of everything. I said, two of everything? What do you mean by two of everything? He goes, oh, I wish there was a way that, you know, once you get done something, you can have something right away, like you can snap your fingers. This fat bastard wanted another Slurpee. He wanted to snap his fingers and get another Slurpee, Snickers bar, and some potato chips. Wait. What kind of stuff is that? Go on, you're on the phone. You can answer. Huh? Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? That's crazy, man. And what's up with these people that they live with their mothers and they always have to ask them questions. Like, come on, man. Be a grown man, you know?
Yeah, always
got that. Mom, can I do the show late? Hmm? 11:30 to 1:30. Oh! Ow! Mm-mm!
What?
Mm-mm.
What?
JJ, all right. JJ.
Oh, JJ.
Yeah. I'm fresh. I'm fresh, even at work.
Mama gonna whip that ass. Mama said,
because I'm showing off
wild.
The bling. You know how much this belt is? I got it off of Crackhead. It was, because you get cheap stuff from Crackheads. I got this for $50. It's regularly $50 million. $50 million. $50 million. I'm on my show right now.
Good. Hello, everybody out there
showing.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
They all said, what's up? Oh, shit.
Mama, all right.
Oh, man.
Mama.
Hey, Jay.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
She's going in.
It sounds like it.
I see you had something to drink.
I was just about to say, dog, tell her to stop hitting the booze, man.
Oh, man.
It worked.
It's a weeknight. Come on, it's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, so I said,
yo, you're in. My mom's in a church scene in a movie.
Yeah. What kind of alky ish is that? It's only Tuesday, B.
Oh, man. Hey, SD. The party is on. Wait, Cuba.
Nigga.
Is this weekend?
nigga.
I don't know if it's definitely this weekend, but definitely by next week.
Alright. Cuba Libre. We're going to go to. And then we're going to also party in Manhattan.
I doubt you're going, but that's cool.
I'm going to ignore that one.
Yeah, you already know.
Hey, Yo, E.
He's in the butt right now.
What'd you say?
He got his face in the butt right now.
I'm about to tell him to get his finger out of his butt. Oh, man.
Come on, you got too much going on. You got like 8 things going on at once. I hear 2 beats. What's going on?
I'm here, dog. I'm here.
Niggas don't care where you at, but,
Yo, he said that he's missionary right now, getting banged by getting banged by a Comcast remote.
I think it's in fetal mode right now. Fuck is you doing in fetal mode, nigga?
This nigga said, "Pulling my widow's peak, pulling my widow's peak."
Nigga going in on you, E. You better just hang up or something.
You gonna Martin Luther King parts out his head, man.
Well, he said you said that with an arch in your back. Yeah, he said, stop for a minute. Get the Martin Luther King parts out the bag.
That nigga stupid. You said it with an arch in your back.
Got oh, fried over there, E.
Oh, shit. That nigga spit fire at you. You better hang up, son. You don't know how to handle yourself. You don't know how to handle yourself in a war like this.
He's really going in. You're right. Hit the gym, all right?
Don't get mad because you're in fetal mode, Martha.
I'm not in fetal mode, buddy. I'm not in fetal
mode. I'm not in fetal mode, buddy.
At least not yet, all right?
Oh, man, you know what, man?
That nigga like fresh
on the dog. Right? It's still early.
Head out the uterus, ass nigga.
Oh, man.
This dude is crazy.
I think I got it.
Look, I can put this right there.
He got his knees taped to his chin. Doing with mask and tape.
Oh shit!
Yeah, what's up with women shaving off their eyebrows and drawing them back on?
That's that Mexican shit.
Oh shit!
Like,
what people with unibrows? B, I saw this kid with a unibrow today.
Oh,
that shit look
wow.
Poor thing.
Look like a straight up skid mark across his forehead.
Mm-mm.
Oh, look, some charcoal and just rubbed it across his fucking forehead.
Eddie Munster.
Yeah, got the Eddie Munster.
Come on, man. Niggas with they speakerphones, man. Cut that.
Oh, that yo, E, man.
Man, yo, just I've been on speakerphone for the past fucking 35 months, nigga.
Fuck, nigga.
Got my speakerphone on. Fuck y'all.
Hang on this bird ass nigga. Tell me how I Purdue.
First of all, this is my show, all right?
How many times niggas gotta go through this?
Yo,
you know what I mean?
This is the L.E. show, okay?
Man, you sound stupid.
Featuring technical difficulties.
You sound so stupid right now.
Featuring.
You don't know how stupid you sound.
Don't make me call John Sweet on your ass again.
Come on, man. Niggas slack John Sweet and we get things popping around here, man. Don't make me get medieval.
Oh, the white boy that was cooking you.
He was cooking me because he said no one wears throwbacks anymore.
You know what's funny?
That's being cooked.
Listen to it. And he was like,
yeah, well, it's more like a half shirt. More like a half shirt, he said. I was like, honestly.
More like a half shirt.
This guy's an asshole.
Niggas, I'm not even going to go down that lane again. But, I'll tell you where I will go. You should know the answer to that.
Saying it's fake.
To my mom's house.
I mean,
to my aunt's house.
Yeah.
I already went to your aunt's house.
As you can tell, niggas can focus on something right now.
Did you?
Let's check on MySpace. Queen Kong.
What?
QueenKong.com.
Some butch bitch.
Nah, she's Shorty's bad. Oh wow.
Got a fun bubble.
Mm-mm. Come buns.
You got a fun bubble.
I think Ace told me to get out of my room for a minute. Wow. Joy, you might want to check this out.
Oh, I'm just sat down at the computer because ask you what uh-huh. I want to see.
I bet you she ain't got no panties on you.
So?
Told you.
Does anybody watch The Wire?
I don't.
All right, because a question was asked to me, and I couldn't comply with it because I'd be too disgusted. I'd want to fight somebody. But,
come on, E.
E. Yo, E.
Go ahead.
You know Omar from The Wire?
I mean, I don't, but I'm going to say I do. Just for the sake.
Okay, well, let's put it like this. He's a gaff. He's definitely gaffing it.
He's a homo thug.
Yeah, but in real life, I was told he's not, but on the show, he is, and he's actually kissed dudes in the mouth.
Oh, no.
But when I said, that's disgusting, I would never do that, it was brought to my attention, oh, but it's 30,000. You wouldn't do it for 30,000? I'm like, no, I couldn't. 30,000 a show. 30,000 a scene.
Oh, no.
I'm like, no, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I can't front, though. That's, I don't know.
No.
Ace Money here said that he would do it. 30,000. Let's see.
You know how many niggas in the hood would be whipping his motherfucking ass?
Yeah.
I don't know, dog. That's kind of fishy. Kind of.
Come on, son. Come on, dog. Picture yourself on a TV show, HBO, nevertheless.
Not only that, but it's on demand.
And it's on demand at that.
Means
it. And
you can say, you see so and so kissing so and so. Maybe that.
Every episode.
Hold on. I'll show you right now because it's on demand. Mm-hmm. You know. It's not like a raising his son that TV and it's
in a room. Show you in a room with another man with y'all shirt off. Now, how? No good.
Wait.
No good.
E, are you saying that you would do that?
Who would do that?
You.
You, nigga.
Did I say I would do that?
Yeah.
What are you, crazy? No.
Yeah, what are you, crazy? Hop on it.
You guys get me confused for someone else. I don't know who it is.
But wait, well, you know the funny thing about it?
He was with that dude that's staying fetal mode.
Well, the funny thing about it is certain things that I would do for money that is pretty much not really outrageous. Like, for instance, Cuba said for $4 million, she wouldn't let a dude shit on her stomach.
She's lying.
For $4 million, I will let a dude shit on my stomach.
Ew.
A dude in
my mouth for $4 million.
Ew, come on.
Oh,
wow, that was disgusting, dude. Ace said he would let a man give him a poop stash for $4 million.
A poop stash. No good. That nigga's just being so long.
He said he would let a guy put poop on subwoofers and turn it up and put his face to the sub and let the poop spread on his face.
Flash on his face. Oh, no. Flag on the play. Traveling. Walk offside.
That flag on him.
Flag on the play. Off sides. Roughing the passer.
Oh, boy. That's funny.
Nigga said, that's a no-go.
Damn, come on, grill greedy. They getting all the leftovers. I'm getting all my. Let me guess. It gotta be Puerto Rican.
No, that's me. Scraping.
My bad, Cooper.
Scraping the rest of the crack off the plate. Damn, man.
My sister, she actually, she, have y'all seen the pictures when y'all was in AC?
Oh.
You as in 6'4".
Nah.
You guys are hilarious. This is one picture where D, he's like cheesing, like he's about to get some Kool-Aid, like cheesing hard. And it's funny because SD, I guess, wasn't supposed to be in the picture, but he's in it. And you can see the grizzly. Like, he has the, I'm going to punch you in the face look on his face.
Got him, son. You got him. I know exactly what you're talking about. Got him, son, because niggas be acting up in the club, son. So I got to put my goon on when I'm in there, son. I got to put my goon on, son.
And then 6'4", had the nerve to be trying to be smooth the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
What is he? Black leather coat on. Looking like Fonzie.
Looking like Posse or one of them niggas, right? Nah, I didn't see those pics. Lord, I was looking gooned out, Lord. Too funny.
Enjoy money.
Yeah.
What's up with
she's going hard at the computer.
Going to the dentist, right? And you go into the dentist's office, and the dentist has no teeth.
Fuck. I was just about to say that. Dentist got crackhead teeth, right?
Oh, hell no.
Right? What the fuck is that?
Mm-mm,
are you serious? You have no teeth, and you're doctoring
right,
on my...
You want to fucking operate on my mouth? That's a negative.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
Would, if your feet were hurting, right, would you go to a foot specialist that has no legs?
Probably not. He was in the war and had him cut off by the war, but probably not.
What about a blind eye doctor?
How the fuck he's gonna know what the hell he's looking at?
He got braille, whatever,
He's gonna braille my fucking eyes to tell me what the fuck is the problem with my eye?
About a bump. He gonna go about a bump on your face.
Yeah.
I remember when I came back and made the food.
Uh huh.
That's what I was talking
about. Look at this slap ass.
Yeah, he's a loser. He's a fucking loser.
He's just a fucking loser.
This girl needs to be spreading her legs for me right now. You know it. You know it. Only me, man. Only me, man. Only me.
I see all this hate, man.
I knew that would make him focus. There ain't no hate, nigga. Real talk, nigga.
Do I disturb you when you went Omar?
Trying to get some of that,
nigga. Yo, do I disturb you when you
went
Omar from The Wire? No, I don't.
Oh.
Do you disturb me when I'm with Omar from The Wire?
Do I disturb Joy when she's eating Snickers?
Nah, you do disturb me when I'm with your mom's dog. I'm a little upset with that. You're going to have to cut that out, you know? I got to give her some QT sometimes.
Do I disturb Kuba when she's fucking selling oranges on the highway?
I am off me.
JJ when he's going for his consultations for Rogaine with minoxidil? No.
If you could spell the last word you just said.
M-I-O-X-D-I-L. Minoxidil.
Nah, that ain't fair. You go to school, dog. That's not fair.
Use your vowels.
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
Use your vowels.
Use your vowels.
Hey, you just have to fucking read. Hey, use your vowels.
Use your vowels.
Somebody got their phone in the water again?
Damn, nigga.
Let me tell you, stop beating on women, man.
Hungry bastard. That's why you look like that.
Yeah, he's doing the woman role.
Oh, this
bitch.
Any other guy on his phone have a woman with him?
Excuse me? I got your mom with me, yes. I do, have a woman
with me. I mean, come on, everyone has had it. So.
Everyone's had it? Yeah, you're right, I might as well throw it back to the wolf. It's time for you to get the fuck out of here.
I'm putting it
well, right now, she's too busy sliding down the hill with motor oil on her back.
I think it's going in on your mom's legs.
His mom's legs stay up in the air like light poles.
Hey, mom's legs stay up like bus stop. What was
that?
Fat. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm about to fuck this word up. So y'all about to get a laugh in.
What even say it?
Yeah, I don't want to say it, but I went to go see psychologist.
Woo!
Yeah, got it the first try. Yo! I went to go see a psychologist. And instead of me talking about my problems, we ended up talking about her problems. What the fuck is that all about?
About my paycheck, dude.
Huh?
About my paycheck, dude.
All right. Yo, Cuba.
Yeah.
You look like DJ from Hustle and Flow.
If you would have said DJ from Full House,
I was crying.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that.
Guys, I got to go.
All right, get the fuck out of here.
Where are you, Johnny Knoxville and the face-ass nigga?
Oh, boy.
Yo, your chick looks like Ashton Kutcher, nigga.
Kutcher. Fuck out of here. Bang on him. Fuck out of here.
No. You don't bang on me. I bang on you. This is my show.
Stop it. Goddamn. I think I should just bang on him.
Yeah, good. Bitch ass nigga.
Hold on. I make the show. How are you going to bang on me, dog?
All right. He said something. What'd you say?
He's a fucking mute. Is he a mute? What, is he writing letters? He can't talk?
He said she must be going in past the knuckles. And he's like, oh, I got to go.
Wait, it's time for you to hang up, my brother. Hey, listen here, good brother. It was a good run, brother. It's time for you to give it up, son.
Oh,
I'm bound to give it up. I'm bound to it's time for you to give it up. Oh no. Go holla at Purdue, like I told you.
Go holla at Purdue.
Go holla at Purdue. After bird ass nigga. Fucking
after that one, I'm blown up.
Yeah, get out of here, nigga. Go put your face in a butter. Yeah, I warned you.
Oh man.
This is not your night, good brother.
Hey, yo, hey.
I can't focus tonight. You guys got me tonight, man.
Is this your chick right here on your MySpace page?
Oh, Lord.
No, it's not. Let me be clear on that. No, it's not.
You trying to get him fucked up by the dope man.
Let me be clear.
You trying to get him fucked up by the dope man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, hey, you need to hang up the phone and, you know, assume the position you so love so much. You know, maybe things will work out for you and for the best, you know. More power to you, brother. More power to you.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to put on his display, like the title on MySpace. like your little display on MySpace. I'm gonna put a picture of a Ben Gay bottle. Ben Gay.
Ben Gay.
How long have you been gay?
Why don't you just,
I've been gay.
Just put Omar from The Wire. Why don't you put a picture of Omar from The Wire? That'll say it all, right?
No, they're going, why are all Omars black as shit? Omar Epps. Omar from The Wire.
Fuck.
Omar.
That nigga's stupid.
Black as shit.
Be
black and ugly. Either they're black as hell or they're ugly. Don Omar, ugly as hell.
Niggas be 1:45 in the AM, right?
Word. 1:45, 33 seconds.
Word.
Normally.
Oh man, where your girl at, man? Get your girl on the phone, nigga.
Oh man.
So
it sounds like she look like Lady of Rage.
Oh man.
I'll kick your ass.
Perfect. Hey, rock on with your bad self.
I'm over there. That nigga's stupid. That nigga's crazy. Man, A is fucking hilarious.
She went and passed the knuckles.
What happened?
She said she went and passed the knuckles.
She went and passed the knuckles.
Favor, do me one favor. Explain to her, because she didn't understand what you guys told her. Why?
I think you said that way.
Things right. That you say. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Where's the material from?
Why are you guys accusing me of being, you know,
a gaff?
Yeah, because I did.
Being that hypey.
Put her on the phone.
What?
She's listening. She's listening right now.
Have you seen his MySpace page?
Word.
Yes, I've seen
it. Mm.
She.
But I'm talking about.
Stuttering. She. Yo, Karen, SD.
Just waiting for all the laughs to get out so I can start slagging. So go ahead, get them out.
Okay. So, are you still there?
I'm just waiting for all the laughs
to get out. Yes, I'm still here.
Wow.
I'm still here, and so is your mom. I tried to kick out a long time ago. She won't fucking leave, yo. She's getting on my nerves. I'm out there hanging. I'm out. You know how the fucking niggas do in Fred Flintstone? When they throw the dog out and put him on the front porch?
That was rude.
That was very rude.
His mom. Yeah, nigga.
I don't know what's going on, so I'm laughing anyway.
Yeah, but put us back on speaker. I'll explain it to her.
Yo, you've been on speaker for... Dick, don't you realize you've been on speaker for the past 55 minutes?
All right, well, look, this is the deal. He got his ass ate with his legs cocked at a 90-degree angle.
Got his nuts and berries fondled.
His Franks and beans.
You doing getting your fruits and berries. Fruits and berries fondled.
Then after that, he had the nerve to say, I wasn't at a 90-degree angle. I was bent over in a fetal position looking back.
Looking back. Oh, shit.
So we kind of left that alone. Then we had a young lady come on the show saying that she found gay porn on his laptop.
That's not a good look.
Listen, that's slanderous right there, right? First of all.
That is definitely someone trying to slander your name.
Yeah.
Come on, we already know what it is like.
come on, we know who it is, and we know why it is, and we know what it is, all right?
No, we don't.
That has to be stricken from the record. Like, you can't use that anymore.
All right, that's taken out from the record, but let's add this to the record. He has a baby blue background. He has white clouds, like the Scott tissue, and he has yellow butterflies. And what he wanted was baby chickens.
You know the song that he wanted?
It's for the shock value. That's the only reason why I wanted it.
And RuPaul is his number one on his top eight.
Followed by Tom.
No.
Yes.
And his mother looks like Tom from Tom and Jerry.
She doesn't find anything wrong with the ass being ate.
Maybe she was the one that ate it.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well.
Not yet.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on. Save your anecdotes for another day.
There's a lot wrong with that's like in the topic of his own. But there's a lot wrong with that. I don't care how.
Yeah, he's gay too. He's really gay. Like, he's one of those, oh, I'm really gay, but I'm going to call everyone else gay. So everyone takes the attention away from my gayness. He's one of those fucking guys. No, he's one of those guys. Yeah.
This is coming from a guy that carries butt beads around his neck. like the Mardi Gras beads.
Always be prepared, man. You never know.
What?
You never know when you have to use a chick. Right?
Oh, man. But all in all, you know what I mean? That's the only reason why we feel, though. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's not, because if he was, I wouldn't have him on the phone right now. Well, I would have him on the phone, but I'd have him muted. And I would, you know, roast him.
24/7, right?
24/7. Then I would call him up to roast him again.
Call me up and say, hey, you want to be on the show today? I'd be like, yeah, finally. I'll be talking, nobody would hear me.
He's like, yeah, we got this gaff-ass nigga on hold right now.
I'll be like, oh, they got me again. Damn.
Yo, that club looks small for some reason or whatever.
It's small.
It is small?
I got the 411 today. Eileen was making it seem like it was, like, big shit and shit like that, and I guess for South Jersey, it might be, you know? But compared to somebody that actually goes to the clubs in the city, they were like, that shit is tiny. Only the top floor. There's only one floor. And everybody says there's two floors. The bottom part is the restaurant.
Well, SD, what'd you think about it?
Think about what?
That club y'all went to in AC.
That shit wasn't all that. It was all right.
Yeah, he didn't look like he was having a good time at all.
Oh.
SD.
Oh, you know me, though. I have a good time everywhere.
Yeah, you're smiling and dancing with fat women and shit like that.
I don't care.
Oh, yo, I think I got a picture of the chick that he was dancing with that he brought a drink.
I lean, I dance with anyone. They probably did take a picture of that fucking chick. Terrible. So you, my good brother.
If I told you what she had on, would you remember?
Yep, I know exactly what she had on.
Hell.
She had on like a striped shirt or whatever?
Nope, no sir.
What she had on?
She had on like a cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, not cream. It was like a one-piece dress. Whatever. With glasses. Ooh. And it was tons of buns.
Nah. He said your chick probably had a wife beater on with Pathmark in front of it.
Yeah, she definitely had more rolls than a bakery. A Renaissance. She had on a Renaissance shirt. A Flowman Shield shirt.
You said it was a one-piece dress, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She had, like, short hair?
Yep.
Yeah, they have a picture of
She's very wing, right?
She's horrible.
She's
not worth buying a drink.
That's his fault. That's his fault.
No, you know what? She is worth buying a drink. For you. For you.
He want to dance. $3 coffee. Like,
I'd have to get myself drunk to be seen with her.
That's his fault. He want to dance in her circumference. That's what happens.
Oh, shit. That's my sister's friend. He said, who's Liu Kang? He's talking about the Asian chick.
Yeah, Liu Kang, man. With the big fucking boots.
Yeah, she had a big ass head.
Yeah, she definitely has a muscle head.
I'm about to put these, did you send those pictures to my email yet? Yeah, I'm about to show you this chick now.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Yeah.
You send those pictures to my email.
No, you know what I have to do? I have to. You're going to like the pictures I'm sending you, too. I have to scan them and send them over to my computer.
All right. I got these pictures right here that I'm adding.
To so mine?
Huh?
To mine?
Yeah, it's you, then 6'4".
Right.
And then it's like one or two of SD.
Things out there?
Yeah, looking around like crazy. Where's your new girlfriend's homegirls at?
I don't know. Probably bent over.
Hmm.
Hopefully bent over. Said where your homegirl? Listen, she said you couldn't handle a homegirl.
That her homegirl's gonna handle me. They all probably look like Oscar the Grouch. It's all good. oh man, where's this joint at? Exactly right there. This chick is horrible, dog.
Yeah, she definitely.
Old Sazon in the face ass chick.
She got the pumping in her face. Pickle face, bitch.
And it's funny because he's cheesing hard as shit.
Hard body with her. Dancing all up on her buns. Ew. Ew, I would have threw up on her. I would have threw up on her tracks.
One thing I give to E, like, he doesn't care about certain things. Like,
he don't care. Nigga, holler at anything.
E smiles all.
Let me tell you something, though. It's all about the fun. You know what I'm saying?
Well, at least he has a hairline, you know? I'm hating now. I see he has more hair on my one in
the
front than I have.
He's all about having fun with Wings.
Yeah. Hey, dog, does she have short hair with glasses?
And a goatee.
And, like, pink lipstick?
Is that in a goatee?
A crust ash.
And her dress was, like, pink, brown, like, waves and all that?
And disgusting. Very, very, very disgusting. Yes.
Yeah, she's all up on you, too, dog.
Uh-huh. Fondling that nigga's manhood. I was dancing by myself. Fucked up. You did by in her circumference, nigga, in her area, nigga. She seen that and hopped on it immediately.
Nigga, what's up with that hot ass scarf?
Oh yeah, niggas he was looking real hot in the spot.
He didn't go by a cold check or nothing. I mean, I know Cubans have, you know, they still, but I doubt they're still that, man.
Oh man.
Yo, did you get my whole outfit?
My whole outfit? Or what?
Yeah, Joy Money said both of y'all were gay Power Rangers because y'all both had the same shirt on.
Oh. Oh, and that picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so gay.
Talking about Joy Money.
Who had the same shirt on?
Ace and this other guy.
Oh, okay.
It was the same shirt with different colors. Like, I don't know if they planned it, if they just happened to just meet up and like, nigga, you got my shirt on. Like, but it was gay.
He said he had the shirt first.
He probably did, but the shit is still gay. Like, it was in a picture, like, yeah, we got the same shirt. Oh.
Yeah, one, like, it was the same shirt. One was white, one was black.
Yeah.
And I don't even think they even noticed it.
That's fine. Like, I know they didn't do it on purpose, but I was looking at the picture like,
And my phone died.
Kind of gay.
Your phone sucks.
I actually never used it.
You had a charger? How you plan to do a show for 2 hours and then charge your phone?
Oh, no, I'm on a house phone.
Oh.
Which reminds me, I had to pay $50. I don't think I put it up. In here, at least.
You charging me to use the phone, my
Look.
Joy, you say you look like a hooker in the picture when I took with you.
I'm
funny. Oh my God, that was not the point. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
I do not look like a hooker. I look like a hooker in a fad.
Which one?
You said you haven't looked like a hooker in a minute.
I said I'd rather look like a hooker than a fag.
Oh, okay.
Mm. She said you look a fag, dog.
Good.
I got another what the fuck. Niggas wearing sunglasses in a dark-ass club. Does that make any sense? Why?
I do that.
You're a loser.
This nigga said he does it because paparazzi follows him all the time.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That was funny, though. Paparazzi, yeah, nigga.
What you think about this bandit, nigga?
Wow.
What?
Somebody's going hard at the computer.
Why? Yo, Cuba.
Huh?
He said if he was you, he would feel bad because you got the pocket PC pics, and I got two big frames. He's talking about the banner. Cuba didn't even want to be on it. She's like, oh well, you know, I'm blocking you. I'm like, no, you're not blocking me. Don't worry about it. Man, is somebody typing?
Yeah, someone's going hard in the paint. Hey, that chick, Joy.
Yo, E.
Man, cry. E got his nose in that chick's butt.
He got hangers falling down in his walls.
Mm-hmm.
He was drunk as shit that night, dog.
He painted.
Yo, y'all ever seen that movie, The Mist?
Negative.
No. Oh, God, the end of that movie was a what the fuck. That's had me sitting there. I was just in the bed like, what? Who ends a fucking movie like that? That shit was so depressing.
Oh. I don't
know. This nigga's holding a bottle of Grey Goose that he ain't paid for.
Who's that?
Nigga Ace. Nigga drunk as shit.
Was it a big bottle or a small bottle?
It was actually a big bottle. It was an empty big bottle.
He probably picked it up somebody's table.
He probably picked it up on somebody's table. He said, your mother's. What's she doing in the club?
Picking up the smack over her fucking face with it.
So imagine getting hit with one of those.
Nah, that's not a good look.
Them bottles do not break.
Not a good look, dude. I see somebody get hit in the face with a frying pan, dog.
Frying pan?
The true story. I wrote the egg. Seen somebody in the face with a frying pan, and that shit went boom. I was like, holy shit.
So you felt the vibrations?
And I felt the hit. God, like, yo, she smacked this nigga in his face with that. So, like, boom. I was like, yo.
Was it you?
Nah, hell no, nigga. I'd have been knocked the fuck out like a little bitch, nigga. That nigga was on his feet still. I'm like, damn, nigga, you got a rock head, nigga. She just smacked you with a
fire. Sounds like he has a head like Uber.
Son, yo, that nigga, yo. She hit that nigga dead in his nose, his forehead, and his chin with that shit. I was like, damn, she wowed out on that boy. She wowed out on that pussy.
1 o'clock.
Boy.
This nigga's a hater. This nigga said, if we hung up right now, nobody would notice. Here's up in the jam lines, 347-215-8388, taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 1:30 in the a.m. You're tuned in with JJ, SD, Joy Money, La Cubanita. And, L.E., he's no longer on, but he is on a dildo somewhere.
and he's spinning.
That's decent, and he's spinning.
Oh, shit.
He said his girl sounds like she do pull-ups and smoke cigarettes at the same time.
bitch is G.I. Jane out here.
It did sound like she had a hole in her neck.
And she got smoked bogeys out of it.
Niggas. Niggas said, shit, I'm so we can do this. A horse. Horse, the more it says, voice, the face says.
Oh, man. Niggas definitely wowed out on that monkey.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Niggas, what's the nigga say?
He impassed the knuckles.
Niggas say, he said that with an arc in his back.
He said it with an arc in his
back. Oh, shit.
That nigga had to hang up because she just went past the knuckles.
That was, oh my God, that was so funny.
Oh, man. This is funnier than that.
I saw a guy taking a piss on the cop car the other day.
Yo. Oh, man. Damn, what's up, slut?
I should put on this page, you know how, like, you can have, like, raining hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Put, like, raining butt cheeks or whatever.
Baby Huey.
Baby Huey in the face. Ah, shit, what's that noise, y'all?
Hmm? Oh, I saw my mom's pussy farting out. Wait.
Oh, man, that shit stinks.
Ew.
That shit is horrible.
Oh, the niggas is blowing sparks over the phone out here. Come on.
My mom actually glued that window because the air was coming in. Well, she used that gun over there. She plastered the window shut.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
You got y'all niggas in prison?
Nah, she opened it. So, what's up, Cuba?
Some legs.
Mm.
Nothing.
You ain't got no, all over your face. You ain't got no, She don't get it. Nothing.
Alright.
I'm cleaning it off. Hold on.
Oh, wow. I wasn't ready for that. I'm cleaning it off. Hey, Joy Money.
What were you gonna ask me if I had no what the fucks?
Yeah, you got any what the fucks?
Yeah, what the fuck? Why you have to fucking always take a drug test before you get a fucking job? What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, that makes no sense. Like, I don't understand that at all.
What does, like, my fuck?
All I have to do, is take a test. Like, all I gotta do is go to GNC, get it out of my system, and then smoke again when I, you know, get the job.
Exactly.
Like, it makes no sense. That makes no sense at all. Alright, and alcohol test, understandable. I'm gonna see if you're drunk. But if you're high, I mean, what harm are you gonna do? Now, if you work at Burger King or some shit like that, then okay, I understand that. Because niggas have the munchies.
Not even.
Niggas eating french fries. Niggas be eating people's french fries out of their like little french fries crates. Or they hand them to you.
Yeah.
Oh, these shits is good, yo. Yeah, here they go. This shit is good. Hey, Joy.
Hmm?
What the fuck you doing, man?
Nothing.
You know what she doing? She got panties up. You know what she doing, girl.
No, I'm not doing nothing. I'm talking to my friend on MySpace.
Not yet, at least.
You said she got all low?
Because I told you.
Yeah, you got any what the fucks?
What the fuck is this burning sensation between my legs?
That was funny. No, I don't have no what the fucks.
Yeah, I got another one. What the fuck is up with McDonald's and Burger King and all that? Serve a lunch at 11 o'clock. Why can't they serve lunch while they're serving breakfast? Well, why can't at least serve french fries in the morning? Potatoes are potatoes, you know?
Straight up.
Shit. Like, when you wake up, you don't want no pancakes from McDonald's.
Pancakes.
You want a fucking cheeseburger.
So listen, listen.
Oh, wow.
What the hell?
Right.
Where did this guy come from?
I'm just saying. Listen, Cuba.
Wait, hold on. I could have sworn. Hold on, let me see this shit.
Come on, Joe.
Oh, he's still on. My phone hung up. So I'm thinking that he hung up.
Listen,
oh, so you heard all that shit we were just talking.
Who were you talking about, me?
Earlier, we were just talking about some shit.
I'm going to listen to it on the show. Don't worry about it.
Ha!
On the internet. But, Young Don smell like Cool Ranch Doritos, nigga. Peace.
Oh, shit. He's talking about you, Cooper. He said, y'all know him smell like Cool Ranch Doritos.
I was whack.
No, Young Don smell like a B&G pickle in the bag, nigga.
No, you started, nigga.
Whack.
So, yeah, ice cubes in your mouth.
I have your mom's clitoris in my mouth.
Are you sure you don't have an asshole in your mouth? Your ass mouth in the face, ass nigga.
Real quiet.
Oh, foot in the mouth, ass nigga. Oh, butt in the tongue, ass nigga. Teeth in the butt.
Definitely. Chin in the butt.
Oh, my life.
Mm-hmm. A rutabaga in the face, ass nigga.
You call me a rutabaga in the face?
Word.
How many blue moons you had last night, nigga?
You old garlic knot in the teeth, ass nigga.
Ask my nigga how many blue moons he had last night.
How many blue moons you had last night, nigga?
All right, guys, listen.
Mm-hmm. Can't give you an answer.
It's time for me to say goodbye to all my
fuck out of here. You said that shit like a half hour ago. Get out of here.
You
had you guys on speaker, and, you know.
Get out of here.
Floating around.
Get out of here.
But, I guess I got to say goodnight now, guys.
Make sure you tune in to the show tomorrow from 11 p.m. to 12 midnight, nigga.
Whenever this kid's mom walks up.
You on the show, no doubt. Tomorrow, it'll be pure unadulterated TD show.
The pure what?
Oh, it always is, pussy.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Pure unadulterated.
Yeah, you got to give me, three what the fucks before you hang up.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question, all right? What's up? What the fuck is up with women driving?
Mm-hmm.
That might be the worst driving I've ever seen.
Number two is, what the fuck is up with Diet Pepsi being served in McDonald's, Wendy's, food chain throughout the United States?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right. And number four. Number three.
Up into three.
You know what it is? I was just squeezing on my ass.
Wow.
Squeezing on his ass because this girl got his finger in it.
True story. I was just squeezing on my ass.
True story. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, you know.
He was smacking his ass with a tennis racket.
Your girl would take her finger out your butt.
She got a thumb in his butt.
With a condom on.
She's up to the knuckles. I got to go, buddy.
Well, what's number three, nigga?
Oh, three is, I guess, what the fuck is up with your hairline?
What the fuck is up with your hairline? Oh, no doubt.
Peas and cracker in the face, peas and carrots, mean potatoes in the face, fuck everything.
Did that nigga hang up?
Yeah, he banged on him.
Oh, falsified teeth in the face, ass nigga.
Bang on him.
Man, nigga, I know you're listening to the show right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man, this is because I know, you know, he's going to go listen to it. So I know you're listening to the recording.
Yeah.
Recorded. You're about to get blasted, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got chiclets for front teeth, nigga. I'm like, what's going on?
Word! You got Mentos for teeth, right? Fuck.
You got Mentos teeth. Nigga got the Fresh Maker for front teeth. What's going
you got
on?
Chico sticks for front teeth. Fuck you.
Nigga got banana bread for front teeth. Nigga got the W and the E key on the keyboard for front teeth.
What are you doing with piano keys?
That's all my sister's friend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that nigga got two Enterprise markers for front teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga got two wooden legs for front teeth. Nigga got two crutches for front teeth. Two vacuum cleaners put side by side for front teeth. Nigga got two
Stokes. Shut the fuck up.
Stokes for front teeth. Stokes, nigga. Stokes, you silly bastard. All right, yeah, I just updated LE's page. If y'all want to check him out, he has new picks up. Go to MySpace.
Oh, Lord.
Doc. Oh, Cuba.
Yeah.
You didn't help him pick out a MySpace name, a URL.
Yeah,
it's
we didn't have time for that.
It's probably going to be MySpace.com/ the Gay Ranger.
The Pink Ranger.
The Pink Ranger. The Fluorescent Midget.
The Fluorescent Ranger. The Pink Bionic Ranger. Kiddo.
Yeah, you know I'm about to blast you, nigga. You know I'm about
to blast you.
What the fuck is up with dudes that cross their legs when they sit down? Like, I'm not talking about regular cross. I'm talking about the bitch cross. Your legs is down. Joy Money, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like. Whoa, what was that?
That was a stretch. That was good.
Do that again.
No, I can't do it again. I just...
Yeah. It's 110.
That nigga...
Are you serious? Are you serious? Hey, SD.
Yeah.
I'll just put on to some freaky shit.
Mm-mm.
I was just asked what time it was.
Mm-mm.
Said 1:10 in the a.m. and someone informed me, you're getting out of control because Joey Money must have made a noise. I said, yeah. He said, she's into heating up a hanger and putting it on her clit.
Oh my God! Why do you listen to him? He's a liar.
Says you're lying, dog.
Don't listen to him.
He said he knows, but she likes it, though. She'll like it, though. I'm over here believing him like a dumbass.
I hate him. Tell him to stop talking.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. You know the picture of E with the black thing next to him?
Yo, you know what's fucked up? You didn't put the thing that I made, and at least it would have looked like the guy was leaning with him. You know how he was all leaning in the pic?
Yeah, I forgot. My bad. But it was just brought to my attention. If we was to put it as a all black picture, you probably still wouldn't see his face.
That's fucked up. You put up the one that you took out his arm.
Like he's about to throw somebody off the stage right now. What'd you say? Akon in the face of that nigga. Oh, man.
His page is, like, really gay.
Yeah.
Again, online. Hold on.
What's up with, I, went to go join a gym. And the personal trainer was bigger than Zipporah.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck is that? Are you serious? How am I supposed to lose weight if you need to lose more weight than me? Does that make any sense?
That's the motivation. It's like, you don't want to look like that.
Motivation?
That treadmill extra hard. Yeah.
I guess so. And let me put it out there. Ain't nothing wrong with big women. But this was a big bitch.
Who is that? That's that girl that be calling up here making a fool of herself?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The one that as soon as she comes on, she has to say something to SD.
She loves me.
That is like a tradition.
Aw.
Definitely does love you.
Right. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Oh, wait, hold on. Where's that dirty ass SD at? Whoa. First of all, why are you coming on my show? Blasting my crew, that's number one. Number two,
it's not blasting.
Do you want his manhood in your mouth? You must do.
His man, I won't give it to him.
Why are all these pictures so tiny?
What pictures?
The pictures you just put on his page.
They're tiny?
Yeah, they're not small.
They're not small?
They're mad small.
Well, let me...
Because he's a lord, man.
Like, this is mad.
I'm scratching my dirty ass chin.
Ew.
What are you talking about? They're big enough.
They're little. When you click on it, it's little.
Oh, yeah?
Like cell phone pictures.
Please don't tell me she took it. Yeah, did she take these pictures with her cell phone? Oh, wow. That pisses me off.
What?
I hate people with pictures like that, like, especially if you have a slow-ass computer. Like, what the fuck? I see the picture, I click on it, it's the same size as what I clicked on.
Yeah, that's why I was like, what? This little, all of them is tiny like that.
That doesn't make any sense.
You know what I hate? When people leave you a comment on MySpace and the comment is just like a picture of themselves. Like, nigga, this is MySpace, not your space. I don't want your pictures on my page.
Word.
I hate that. It'd be like a giant picture of them, like, with the do sign, throwing their fingers up, like, get out of here. Shit, it's corny.
No, I'm going to tell you what's a what the fuck. My hyphy ass wants to add a chick. And not only do I have to... And only do I have to add her, you know, push add. Okay, that's cool. That's normal. But now I have to put in this word that I'd never heard before, capita. And then what's the point of these retarded-ass words, well, letters and numbers and colors? And some of them, you actually feel dedicated, like, okay, I believe it's this. Let me do this. And it turns out that it's not. And that N that you thought it was an N is a turn sideways J. What the fuck is the point of that?
Because the computer can't read that.
Yeah, that's for spam. That shit is annoying, but they do that. They do that for spam.
This nigga is about to slam his dick in my car door because he's horny.
Okay.
Who's that? Just shorty? Huh? 15 minutes, nigga.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
This is curfew?
Yeah. Yes, it's curfew. Nigga said he probably smells like shit because he's been hanging around me all day.
Ew.
Oh, man. This show was pretty interesting. You know what I mean? You motherfuckers ain't livin'. a phone about to die and shit because it's a dumbass nigga. Hey, Kelly. Kelly's not half bad.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Who said she was fat?
Oh, shit. I didn't say she was fat, but she's not skinny. What are you looking at?
You said she's like who? You said she's like... You said Eileen looked like Young Jeezy with a toupee. Oh, shit. Cooper got her tits out.
Where? What the hell are you looking at?
That picture.
What picture?
She was smiling with that long-ass weave of yours. Your C-cup tits just pressing up against the bed.
Oh.
You said you tucked your weave in your bra for that picture.
Nothing
was heavy. SD.
Fuck you up.
Oh, man, we got 10 minutes left in this show, man. I don't hate because your show ain't on air no more.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, keyword, you had called us.
Messages, yay.
Oh, she's hyphy over messages.
Hyphy.
Yeah, why every time you get messages, you're like, hey, I got messages, yay.
Yeah, I can't front when I get some messages.
I'll be mad excited too, like, woo.
Like, when I don't get no messages, I'm
message.
Like, this
is
bullshit.
That niggas is crazy.
I'm so happy. I haven't been on fucking MySpace all day. But like, yeah, I got messages. I'll be hyped when I got comments. I'll be mad as shit when it's just one. I'm like, what the fuck? I got comments.
I broke my back.
My
back is broken.
Ew.
Yo, we're going to play this track. We'll be back after this.
Seen a couple niggas shot in the brain. Seen a couple niggas shot in the frame. And I'm trying to maintain. Tell the truth though, the shit ain't the same. I'm a die thug. Fuck it, it's the blood in my veins. Why complain? Cause we all gon' die. But I can wait. I'm the letter after F it. Right before H, I'm a G nigga. C nigga, the pain in my eye. Play it, play it, play the game, you die. I do a fuck 85 in the rain and the ride. Leave you hot from the flame of the nine. No stranger to danger am I. Matter of fact, I be banging for mine. Got a closet full of guns and I'm hanging with mine. So much pain, yeah, I spent years doing sicker shit. If I cry, the tears will probably be blood and liquor mixed. And you ain't seen a nigga on no thicker shit. Life's a bitch, bet you that all my niggas done twisted it.
I'm short as shit.
Yeah, I thought
yeah.
I opened up the phone.
That's why you
like,
gotta go back
hell?
To back.
Huh?
That's why you gotta go back to back.
What do you mean back to back?
Oh my god.
He said he wrote that song in detention.
What happened?
He said he wrote that song in detention.
Oh, Styles.
Yeah.
Supposed to play another Styles behind that.
I'm sorry.
See, he's slipping.
Well, for the last 8 minutes of the show, 9 minutes, whatever, I'm going to play this one, since it's What the Fuck Tuesdays, I'm going to play something that I played before. It's just so fucking hilarious. I gotta play it again.
Oh, Lord.
And it kind of goes with, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, niggas, give up. Stop talking. Like, you lost your purpose to talk, you know, forever. You're just fag.
Pop that nigga's fucking helmet. He said, stick yourself. Stick yourself.
Sticky buns. Oh, man, what is it? Comments. Quotes.
The point of having so many cable channels and there's never nothing on TV.
Shut up, Joy Money.
You shut up, JJ.
Taught it best. Yeah, Cooper be all extra with the laughs and shit. be like, she has like a delay on her laughs.
No, I'm just
like, just say a joke, you be like, blah, 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 blah.
Because I'm making you think I'm paying attention.
That was cute. I'm making you think me for someone who gives a shit. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow from 11 p.m. to 12 midnight. I don't know what the topic's going to be, but it's going to be something, you know, tight. The whole crew might be here. I don't know about Joy Money, but I don't know if she shows up. She shows up. Hit us up on myspace.com/THE_TD_show. Like I said, hit us up. You know, show us the love, show us the comments, whatever. That's pretty much it. And you can see Joy Money's page on our MySpace because she's on the top of the show. It would be Ace Money, but he's being a bitch. So he won't add me again. SDLE has a page now. Just look for the guy with the extra grin. Like he's about to get a sugar snack.
Sparkles and the butterflies.
And a big bitch next to him. And that's pretty much it. This is yeah, check Ace Money out at what? MySpace.com/ I'm in your bitch's dreams. God's a dumbass. Alright. Alright. Y'all listen to this. This shit is hilarious. This is Mike Tyson's ridiculous quotes. Version 2. What the fuck is this nigga talking about? It's 8 minutes and 52 seconds. So after this, we will be hanging up.
What I do, but you guys can't define me or define my work as a father. I'm many things, you know. I'm many things. Yeah, I'm a convicted rapist. I'm a hellraiser. I'm a father, a loving father. I'm a semi good husband. You know what I mean? What? You know, I'm just a man out here trying to enjoy my. I was born poor. I ain't never had nothing. Man, I don't know how to act. All right. But the real thing is, I'm just here to be me. I don't care what you think.
You know what?
I am or who anyone thinks I am. At this stage of my life, but yeah, I'm a pretty much of a tyrant titan. Yeah, that's who I am. I'm on the Zoloft thing, right? But I'm on that to keep me from killing y'all.
I won't talk nice to you and talk about fornicating with you and letting you suck my dick, because if I was eloquent with you, you would still look at me as a scumbag.
I'm a big, strong nigga that knocks off people and rapes people and rips off people.
Always confusion with Mike Tyson, who's standing by with Jim Gray. Jim?
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Steve. Mike, was that your shortest fight ever?
I've been witness to going. One God, and Muhammad's blessings and peace be upon him as his prophet. I dedicate this fight to my brother, Darabam, who died. I'll be there to see you. I love you with all my heart. All praise be to my children. I love you. Oh God, amen. What?
Is this your shortest fight ever? In any time, amateur, professional, ever?
Assalamu alaikum, Maida. I don't know, man. Yeah, Lennox Lewis. I'm coming for you.
Like, is it frustrating to train like you did and then have this in 7 or 8 seconds?
For this fight. I only trained probably 2 weeks or 3 weeks for this fight. I had to bury my best friend, and I dedicated this fight. I wasn't going to fight. I dedicated this fight to him. I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one to stop me. Lynch is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Lairfloss. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Saying now, Mike. Mike.
I don't let people with me.
Put your money on the straight jacket, you punk ass white boy. Come in and tell me that if I f you in your ass, you punk white boy. You faggot. You can't touch me, you're not man enough. I eat your ass a lot, bitch. You hoe. Come and say to my face, you ass for everybody. You got man enough for me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white. Scared of the real man. I'll f you love me, faggot.
I go to big cities, everybody stop.
you know, and it's like, wow, Mike Tyson. You're Mike Tyson, aren't you? Aren't you that young knockout kid? Aren't you that young knockout kid?
How confident am I in you that you can win this fight?
Are you talking out of turn?
No, I think we're all talking together.
I normally don't do interview with women unless I fornicate with them. So you shouldn't talk anymore. Unless you wanna, you know. I may like fornicate more than other people. It's just who I am. I sacrificed so much of my life. Can I at least get laid? You know what I mean? I've been robbed of most of my money. Can I at least get a blowjob? I wish one of your guys had children before I could kick them in their fucking head or stomp on their testicles before you could feel my pain, because that's the pain I have, waking up every day.
I hate Mike Tyson, so I don't like Mike Tyson, so I mostly wish the word for Mike Tyson. So I don't just go ahead with Mike Tyson. That's probably why I don't like my friends and my fans.
I'm 36 years old, going to 36. I never dreamed of living this long. I never dreamed of fornicating with as many beautiful women as I did.
Listen, I broke my back.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You
my
broke
back? My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or
well,
what portion?
Spinal. And I don't even know how I'm standing. It's a miracle, but the doctor had, did something. They took me to the pain center, and one day I couldn't move anymore. And I asked the doctor, what's wrong? He said, believe it or not, it's wearing your back is broken slightly. And I couldn't box. Every time I box, and something happened, I don't know if a guy hit me or they say he didn't hit me, but I don't know. Sometime in the gym, you know, I don't know. I trust my, they're new trainers. I trust them. But I was boxing with a, this African guy Friday. What's Friday's full name? Anybody know Friday's full name? What's Friday's full name? Anybody know Friday's full name?
Are you in pain right now? Did you take some type of injection? How did you make it to this fight?
I can't take an injection. You know you're going to test me. But all praise be to Allah. I don't know. And a doctor told me probably from the nerves in my spine, and it just exasperated me. And I was just a little frightened about that. But, you know, I mean, look at me. What I'm going to do? I'm not going to go and become a rocket scientist all of a sudden.
And I said, come on, let's bring it on up and up. Let's bring it on. I'm not eloquent or distinguished. You won't allow me to ever be that. But let's bring it on.
Y'all guys know what I do. Y'all know what I do. I put people in body bags when I'm right. So we know what's going to happen. And I know you guys don't think you're going to beat me. I know you don't
ask us some of the questions we've been fighting. Do you feel any need to show your boxing talent in this fight?
Listen, Ryan. I've never did anything he's never done in the ring. So ask him that question. Well, ask him,
right.
White boy.
No, get off my hand.
There were reports, Mike, that you were out partying in Vegas. Is that, in fact, the case?
This is not true. This is not true at all. One day I went out one day because in so many training, I just went cradle and board. I went to a strip club because, and I gave some dancer a lap dance. But
you gave her a lap dance.
That's just what I do. I like to do what I want to do. You know, I guess that what separates me from everybody. That's just what I do.
Watch a team like Tyson Razor Ruddock dies. If he doesn't die, it doesn't count. If he's not dead, it doesn't count.
Mike, Francois Bolta, 6-1 underdog. Are there any concerns on your part?
I don't know anything about that. I don't know nothing about numbers. I just know what I can do. How about kill this motherfucker?
Okay. How about the 19 months off?
What about it?
Does it pose any problem to you?
We'll see. I doubt it seriously.
You take into the ring a lot of rage. Does that work for you or does it work against you at times?
You know, who cares? We're in a fight anyway. What does it matter?
Well, for example, rage against Vander Holyfield worked against you.
Well, it. It's a fight. So whatever happens, happens.
Mike, why do you have to talk like that?
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you. Do you have a problem? Turn off your station.
You know what? I think we'll end the discussion right now.
Then we could.
You got it. Have a nice fight, Mike.
Off.
Man, listen, right? I don't know nothing about being a heavyweight champ. Only thing I know how to fight, right? I'm a nigga, right? Shit, no, really, 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 really.
I'm not saying like I'm a black person. I'm a street person. I don't even want to be a street person. I don't even like typical street people stuff. But that's just who I became and what happened in my life and the tragedies in life that made me that way. But you know, I'm Mike. You know, I'm not malevolent or anything. I just am, and I just want to just live my life. And I know you guys talk bad about me. You got a really bad snig there about me, but I'm gonna make sure you talk about me. Your grandkids and kids after that are gonna know about me.
Right.
I'm gonna make sure of that they're never gonna forget about me. Your great grandkids are gonna say, "Wow, wasn't that a bizarre individual?"
Well, there is somewhat of an explanation about a tumultuous week. Tyson, I said, doctors told him he'd been training with a broken back.
All praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. All praise be to Allah. I don't know.
That motherfucker is shot out. All praise be to Allah.
That nigga's nuts.
All praise be to Allah.
What is wrong with that dude?
Like, SD couldn't handle his broke ass phone hung up.
Oh my God, there's really something wrong with him.
Oh man.
AJ Money, thanks for the comment.
Oh,
you know,
you're very welcome.
Each other and shit?
Yeah, we just are popping over here.
They got it popping? Mm-hmm. Well, Cuba, she likes men only.
What the hell? I'm not trying to rape her or nothing. What's wrong with you?
Right, look, I'm just letting you know.
I didn't even ask.
Whoa, hold on. This smart ass nigga said that's what I think. Oh, dog. He said he trained Joy.
This young nigga swear he trained somebody. He didn't train nobody.
He said that you know how to get in that pussy if you want it.
Tell him to shut the fuck up.
I try to get my dibs in, but she doesn't like Moyos is what she told me. And also she works with me.
Who?
You motherfucker.
The fuck acts, you motherfucker.
Yo, tell him I said from Super
actually
Bowl
to
Sunday,
tell you who's next on my list. That's gonna be my next victim.
Shit.
What, girls?
No, guys.
You heard. She's so hyphy.
No, I didn't hear what she said. That's why I was like, what?
Was like,
she said that's next on my list.
Next on my list. Her hyphy ass said, who, girls? Who was like, no.
Now I said it because I didn't hear what she said.
Like, oh, damn.
Black guys.
Fat ass niggas over here laying there rubbing his fat ass stomach.
Oh, my God. Tell him he needs to update his top after Super Bowl Sunday. Stop playing.
He needs to upgrade his what?
He needs to update his top after Super Bowl Sunday.
Ooh. You need to update your top after Super Bowl Sunday. What? I don't know. You need to upgrade your top after Super Bowl Sunday. What happened on Super Bowl Sunday?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He hit a nerve.
He said y'all went to heaven.
That's what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was something like that.
I'm going to play this last joint. You heard that, nigga?
Yes.
Hold on. This is only 6 minutes and we out of here. Kind of some of the same stuff, but other stuff that wasn't played.
I like fornicating more than other people. It's just who I am. I sacrificed so much of my life. Can I at least get laid? You know what I mean? I've been robbed of most of my money. Can I at least get a blowjob? If I wish one of your guys had children, if I could kick them in their fucking head or stomp on their testicles before you could feel my pain, because that's the pain I have, waking up every day.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Steve. Mike, was that your shortest fight ever?
I bear witness there's only one God, and Muhammad's blessings and peace be upon him is his prophet. I dedicate this fight to my brother, Darryl Baum, who died. I'll be there to see you. I love you with all my heart. All praise be to my children. I love you. Oh God, amen. What?
Is this your shortest fight ever? In any time, amateur, professional, ever?
Assalamu alaikum, Maida. I don't know, man. Yeah, Lennox Lewis. Lennox, I'm coming for you.
Mike, is it frustrating to train like you did and then have this in 7 or 8 seconds?
For this fight. I only trained probably 2 weeks or 3 weeks for this fight. I had to bury my best friend, and I dedicated this fight. I wasn't going to fight. I dedicated this fight to him. I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Are you saying now, Mike, to Mike?
I think Mr. Sapp is awesome. He has awesome physical power. But as I said before, when we fight the Marcus McQueensberry, I love to fight him. Tonight.
Sapp, you heard the challenge from Mike Tyson. What do you have to say?
Problem, turn off your station.
You know what? I think we'll end the discussion right now.
Then we could.
You got it. Have a nice fight, Mike.
Fuck off.
I won't talk nice to you and talk about fornicating with you and letting you suck my dick because if I was eloquent with you, you would still look at me as a scumbag.
I'm a big, strong nigga that knocks out people and rapes people and rips off people.
It was like I'm all free-for-all. Somebody was biting my leg. I'm like pushing the head, realizing, you know, Tyson's biting my leg, biting my leg. I hate getting bit.
You can't touch me, you're not man enough. I'll beat your ass on a lot, bitch. Oh, anybody in here can't fuck with this man, man. This is the ultimate, man. Fuck you, hoe. Come and say in my face, I'll fuck you ass for that. Everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You're scared coward. You got man enough to fuck with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white pussy. Scared of the real man. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot.
Knock drugs out of your life by just saying no.
Since I share my diet,
Mike Tyson. When I go to big cities, everybody stops. You know, and it's like, wow, Mike Tyson. You're Mike Tyson, aren't you? Aren't you that young knockout kid?
How confident am I on you that you can win this fight?
Are you talking out of turn?
No, I think we're all talking together.
I normally don't do interview with women unless I fornicate with them. So you shouldn't talk anymore. Unless you wanna, you know.
But I think this is our time now. You're gonna get Kevin killed. You better stop. Better stop. Just go sit down. Just go sit down and say have a good fight.
Listen, I've been working with Kevin for 2.5 years. I've never seen him prepare himself like
I'm
he has.
I'm going to get him like a fish.
Sit down.
He's focused.
Hard on him. He's focused. And he positively believes he can knock out Mike. He's a 6'6", 270-pound, big, huge man with a huge opportunity in front of him. So Mike can say what he's got to say, but on Saturday night, we'll see. I think he's had his day. I think his day is gone, and I think that day is here to come.
I'm going to hit Mike Tyson on the chin. He's going to think the whole of Ireland as an island hit him on the chin. You're going to
break your hand.
I don't care if I break my hand, as long as I hit you, you know, man? But,
you're not talking as tough as your friend over there with the pinky ring.
I hate Mike Tyson, so I don't like Mike Tyson, so I mostly wish to work for Mike Tyson. So I don't just go help with Mike Tyson. That's probably why I don't like my friends and my fans.
Okay. 36 years old, going to 36. I never dreamed of living this long. I never dreamed of fornicating with as many beautiful women as I did.
How dare you talk to me like that? You should get up and kneel to me now, and I'll spare you the night of the 28th. I can't wait till the 28th. I'm going to make you my girlfriend.
There's something you can't buy in that class, and you don't got none of that.
You're sweet. Make sure you kiss me good with those big lips.
What?
Tyson was a faggot, man. He was big and cocky, big cocky fag.
I'm a fucking too.
And that was my boy, man. Like Tyson, I used to.
Mm-mm.
Every time I played Mike Tyson Punch Out, I would use cheat codes just to get my ass kicked.
Mm-mm.
Yo, click on that one. Hurry up.
Right here.
Yeah.
This is when he got his ass laid the fuck out.
Fuck.
Lennox Lewis fucked him up. Bloop, bloop. Lights out. That was the worst fight ever. He fucked Mike's face up. And you know what it was from? Because Mike Tyson was the party guy. Like, oh, I got all this money, this and that, bitches. I'm going out to party. Played himself. Also, all them drugs that they fed him didn't really help either. Hey, gee, thanks.
Yeah, that nigga said, I broke my back slightly.
Yeah, he's like, I broke my back slightly.
But he says slightly. It's either you broke it or you didn't.
Yeah. My back is broken.
Slightly.
He said, oh, what's wrong with you? I broke a vertebrae? He said, nah, I broke my spine. This nigga Ace just caught it. I didn't catch it, but this nigga said, I'm 36 right now. I'm going on 36. I never dreamed about fornicating with so many women.
That nigga's nuts, yo. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I'm going to fuck you till you love
Catskill, me. New York, Brooklyn.
How you say some shit like that? I'm going to fuck you till you love me, faggot.
I'm going to fuck you till you love me, faggot. Aren't you the fag?
They said kiss me. Well, I want to kiss you with them big-ass lips. I want you to kiss
me. Yeah, I
want to
kiss you with them big-ass lips.
Mm-mm.
All right, folks. Enough jokes.
Yeah.
It's a job. You want to quit, but you can't. Working at the plant so long. You're a plant. Look at your damn boots. They're starting to grow roots.
Oh, my God. That was on the other day. You know, movies that rock. Each one.
All right, we out of here.
Oh, shit.
Joy Money, Ace and I coming over to get some chicken.
I don't have chicken. I got barbecue spaghetti.
Oh, she got what?
It's dumb good. It's
barbecue
spaghetti. Yeah, it's made with, instead of like beef, I use ribs, and instead of spaghetti sauce, I use barbecue sauce with onions and green peppers.
What type of ribs?
Oh, it's pork ribs. You can't eat it.
Mmm.
I'll make it again with beef ribs.
Get your little spick ass.
Whatever.
And Cooper,
love.
Cooper, when are you coming up? You coming up Friday or Sunday?
Yeah. Oh, no, Friday,
definite?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No coat check.
Cooper.
No coat check. That's all I got to say.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Cooper.
Huh?
Are you coming up on the first Honda Civic plane?
Yeah.
Fucking racist ass niggas.
Niggas in a Honda Civic plane. It's funny.
Funny, but at least a Honda Civic. What you got? Your Chevrolet's?
Ooh. 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 She has a point, too. She's a funny Honda Civic, but what you got? A Chevrolet.
Drive mine, and I actually parked mine in my little parking space in front of my house.
She said she actually parked her car in front of her house.
I'm gonna take it out with me too.
Oh, stop it. That's
you
funny.
Said you bought the car before you swimmed over here, so it don't count.
Oh, he's so racist.
He said Repo Man got to go underground and in the water to find your house.
Be as it may, I still got it.
He said, be it may, she still has it. That's pretty good. She's a Chevrolet's.
That was funny. 10 points to Cooper.
You say you look like Dante Culpepper in the face. I'm going to get this young man to his girl's house. so she can make me some brownies.
Mm-mm.
I also know that your girl's a bitch. You'd be mad if I put a whole government out.
How'd you feel if you just worked it?
Dog, I'll be tight, dog. You know how my cheap ass is.
No.
That's my Xbox. No.
It's on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of here. TD Show out. Make sure you hit us up on myspace.com/THE_TD_show. I want to give a big shout out to Kuba and Joy Money, Ace Money, and fucking the hell, SD, and bitch ass LE, and his manly girlfriend. Yeah, L. Eric.
How is that? He's the gay one and his fucking manly girlfriend. How the hell did that happen?
Yeah, he's the. Cooper said he's the gay one and his manly ass girlfriend. How did that happen?
How the fuck did that happen?
Hey, I'm gonna do like Danny Dan does. I'm gonna spit out one word.
Is it gonna be a nasty word or is this a word?
It's gotta be a word.
Okay.
All right, Joy Money, you go.
I'm going to have to steal this from Diddy because I love it so much. Bitch-assness.
You said what?
Bitch-assness.
Bitch-assness?
Yes.
Okay, Kuba.
Mm-hmm. Fag.
Fag?
The fag.
Matter of fact, it could be a word or a phrase.
Oh, now you want to switch up the rules. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
So, Joy Money, you go again.
I don't have a phrase. I'm not prepared for that. I was just ready for a word.
Oh, what about you, Cooper? You got a phrase?
Yeah, leave me alone.
Leave me alone. I got one. I broke my back. My back is broken. Fag.
Slightly.
And Ace Money has one.
Dick eaters. All dick eaters. Are we famous at radio? Gotta go.
Oh, my God.
I knew he was going to say this shit.
The fucking dick eaters. My phrase is going to be 69 all the time.
69 all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's her phrase, dog. Joy Money.
I don't even know why he had the ass code.
My mom's got a poetic justice back. I'll be out of here.
Later.
Peace.